Hi, this is Sadie Silcox, and I'm a third grader from Crystal River Elementary. Third graders have been working hard the last few weeks on a persuasive writing. We are here to share some of our writing with you about building a bike path. We hope you enjoy it.
Have you ever wondered how life would be if the town had a bike path on Snowmass Drive? When we visit the spot, the third graders of CRES notice the bikers in the road, a car serving and a woman walking a baby in a stroller. That is why we think we should have a bike path on Snowmass Drive connected to the path of Main Street to path of at Cypress Avenue.
Our first reason is that kids can bike to school and parents don't have to ride their cars and pollute the earth. For example, one time I saw a bunch of cars in traffic on Snowmass Drive because they had to take their kids to school, and that pollutes the earth. And nobody wants that, right? But if we had a bike path, kids could get to school by biking, and that does not pollute the earth.
Our second reason is it could be part of a continuous bike path connecting Carbondale toward Redstone. People will not get lost if we have that bike path. For example, what if there was a new student at CRES and they needed to go home on the bike path? Then when they were trying to go home, all of a sudden the bike path stopped. Then they went all around town and they could not find the bike path. Then they stopped and realized they were lost. What would they do? Also, a continuous bike path will be better for the town because people can come from far and close to use our beautiful town. There are some bikers that come anyway, but now they have to go on the road. But if they go on the road, they can get lost. Who wants to get lost, right?
Finally, did you know that third graders in CRES go on a biking field trip to Rock Bottom Ranch every year? But they're not safe because in that one certain spot, there's no bike path. Imagine if a kid got hurt. Wouldn't that be terrible? Last year, third grade teachers were scared because there are so many children biking on the road at the same time, and it was hard for the adults to make sure everyone was safe. In conclusion, we need the town and county to work together to build this bike path as a safety improvement. Please call or write Carbondale Town Council members or your county commissioners and let them know we need this bike path.
This has been a collaboration between KDNK, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Crystal River Elementary School.